今天哈，我要专心讲中文哈，所以我们请来的 Annie 帮我翻译哈。原因是因为我觉得要讲这部经的时候，我已经到达了我的英文的极限。
Today, I'm going to focus on speaking Chinese. I'm using Chinese to explain the sutra because I feel it has reached my limit. That's why we're having a translator today.
所以大家可想而知哈，这部经，其实是地藏三经的其中一部哈。那上次呢，上次我们讲了地藏本愿功德经哈，讲了地藏王菩萨他如何的发愿，那佛陀如何托孤哈，把我们这些末法的众生交代给他哈。
So the sutra that we're going to cover today, the Sutra of Divination, the Sermon of the Consequences of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma, is actually part of the three series of three sutras of Bodhisattva Kisitigarbha sutras. And last time, previously, we've covered the first sutra, the Sutra of Bodhisattva Kisitigarbha's vows. And in that sutra, Shakyamuni Buddha entrusted us in the hand of the earth store Bodhisattva, beseeching him, her, to take care of us sentient beings.
那在这个经里面呢，最主要的一个核心的问题点哈，就是说为什么我们这些末法的众生不能在佛陀的时代不能得度，就是因为哈业障深重。
And the key concept in that sutra is trying to explain why is it that ascension beings were not able to become enlightened or attain any substantial state while Shakyamuni Buddha was still here. And the reason being that we have too much vexations.
And karma.
And karma, negative karma.
Yeah. 所以呢，第二部经呢，叫做《暂察三恶业报经》哈。那这部经呢，它就是地藏王菩萨把他的愿要如何帮助我们末法众生哈，来拔除根本业缘的这部经，然后从我们这么业障深重的状态之下，如何去看到一时境界的一个经典。
As for the second installment, the second sutra, the Sutra of the Divination and Discernment of the Consequences of Wholesome and Unwholesome Karma, this is focusing on the great vows of the Earth Store Bodhisattva, trying to describe how he is going to explain sentient beings in alleviating sufferings and uproot all the negative karmas for the sentient beings. So that people could be transcendent from the negative karma and eventually able to see and obtain the one true reality.
Okay. 然后等我们呢，真的能够有能力哈，超越我们自己的业力，然后可以跟真如一时境界相应的时候呢，那地藏王菩萨又介绍了我们。这部叫做《大圣大集地藏十轮经》，然后最主要呢是介绍给我们七个修行的法门。
Once we're able to transcend our own negative karmas and able to see the one true reality, then Earth Store Bodhisattva then introduced the Sutra of Mahayana Great Assembly for Bodhisattva.Kisitigarbha, 10 vehicles. And in that sutra, the focus is explaining 7 different methods for a practice.
那这个七个主要的法门基本上就是包含了我们佛教徒所有的法门，包括禅修、拜忏、止观、念佛，总共有七个法门都在这部经里面会介绍到。
And these,
第三部经,
in this third sutra, which covers the 7 main methods of practice, it actually encompasses all the major methods of practice in Buddhism, which includes meditation, as well chan meditation, the practice of repentance, and also in reciting the Buddha's name, and also direct contemplation. These are all included in these seven methods in the third sutra.
好，那这个哈可能是明年会讲哈。那现在呢，就是说这三部经典，它主要一个是讲性跟地藏经讲性跟愿哈。那赞茶三恶业报经是性跟解，那大正十地藏十轮经是讲性跟行哈。
We are probably going to be talking about the Sutra of the Mahayana Great Assembly, the third one, next year. Basically, the first sutra, the Sutra of Bodhisattva Kisthigarbha's vows, that one focusing on the faith and vows aspect of practice, whereas the second one is focusing on faith and understanding, and the third one is faith and practice.
Oops, sorry. 那今天的主今天今年的主题要讲这部经哦，那我必须要说明一下这部经的在在中国佛教历史里面哈，其实它这部经比较晚被传入中国，那在古祖师里面呢，只有偶义大师做注解。好，那偶义大师当时就很推崇这部经，好，然后为他做注解，然后也说他是属于华严部，哈，不像我们说地藏经系列，哈，好像是求人天果报啦，哈，那种的。然后，这部经很少人讲，哈，啊，也很少人做注解。那主要一个是偶义大师。然后到近代呢，是弘一大师他制作，我忘了带哈，因为下一次才会讲制作那个赞茶轮。好，他为他读了这部经之后，非常的感动哈。地藏经跟赞茶三恶业报经，他根据的这个经典里面所陈述的方法呢，因为他本身是一个艺术家哈，然后他就把那个赞茶轮做了出来，但是他自己本身没有赞茶哈，然后。是弘一大师交代哈，孟参老和尚说你要去弘扬这部经典，要他去讲。然后呢，孟参老和尚呢又交代这近代我们现代了，不能讲近现代呢，华严传承的华严宗的海云法师，一定请他呢在讲华严经之前，一定要讲先讲地藏三经哈。然后海云法师也在他的自述里面说到，他也因为讲了地藏三经之后，去看到了华严经的整体。
So let me briefly talk about the history of this sutra. In terms of the historical perspective, this the sutra of the discernment of the consequences of wholesome and unwholesome karma came into was transmitted to China relatively late comparing to other sutras. And the first major figure that provided commentary for this sutra is Master Ouyi. And he was greatly promoting this sutra. And he further explained that instead of being perceived as, whereas usually people see sutras of the Earth's Store Bodhisattva, generally related to karma, retribution, how to be reborn in the human realm or the heavenly realm, it's actually part of the Avatamsaka school sutra. So it has its significance. But the sutra still, relatively, there were very few people who commented on it or tried to promote it. Until later on in the past century, Great Master Hongyi, again, he started talking about this sutra. And he was, after reading it, he was greatly touched by what's in the sutra. And based on his own knowledge as an artist, as well he read closely into the sutra and based on the description, he made the actual tools for doing this divination, a divinational tool that's been described in the sutra. And then later on, Master Hongyi further entrusted the sutra to Master Meng Chan, and then later on to Master Hai Yun to propagate this particular sutra. And Master Hai Yun, he even said himself that, at that time, Master Hongyi and Master Meng Chan told Master Hai Yun that you have to first expound on the three Earth Door Bodhisattva Sutras before you start talking about the Avatamsaka Sutra. And Master Hai Yun himself actually said that it was because of deeply entering and reading carefully of the three Earth Door Bodhisattva Sutras, he was able to see the full picture that's been described in the Avatamsaka Sutra.
所以可想而知哈，这部经为什么我没有办法用我的英文来讲哈？因为这部经要动用到华严思想哈、如来藏思想跟唯识的思想哈，才能够了解哈，比较了解这部经在做说什么哈。那这三大的思想系呢，里面呢？他又讲到华严经、楞严经、圆觉经、如来藏的大部经，还有就是唯识学的各种观念、
And that is why I'm not able to really talk about this in English, because to be able to do this sutra justice, you actually have to evoke all the knowledge about Avatamsaka Sutra, about Tathagata Garbha, the concept of Tathagata Garbha, as well as in the conscious only school. Furthermore, it draws in concepts from Avatamsaka Sutra, Shikama Sutra, the Perfect Enlightenment Sutra, etc. All these have to go into understanding and explaining this particular sutra.
Okay. So, it is definitely not a divination book.从名字上看起来好像是丢骰子算命哈，其实它不是哈。我们先讲赞茶哈，它赞它是没有错，它有一个轮，它你一定要赞哈，赞谱一下。但是它的重点在于茶，从你赞的变化过程中，你要去观察真理哈，然后去看到自己。往昔身口意三业所做的所有的善跟恶的行为，身口意三个善恶行为，然后现在我们所受的业报，这样的一个过程当中去了解真理在哪里。
And because of this, all these principles that goes into this particular sutra, it's very important for us to understand thateven though the title says divination, but this sutra is not about throwing some dice and trying to come up with, it's not fortune telling at all. Instead, the focus of this method is to be able to gaze into, glimpse into the one true reality by looking at the karmas that we have created in our past lives, all the wholesome and unwholesome karmas, and then consequently look at the retributions, the consequences that we are undergoing right now. And by understanding the logic and principles behind this, we are able to see one true reality.
我不知道大家在一生当中有是不是曾经有那么几次的冲动想要去算命。我虽然说佛教徒师父说佛教徒不能算命嘛，那我还没有学佛以前我其实对算命也是没什么兴趣，但是在我的一生当中，我就很印象很深刻，有一次我真的有那么那个冲动，我想去算命， 因为我不知道我下一步该怎么做，因为这我要面临我的人生的重大抉择，可是我又处于一种模糊不明朗的状态。那就是在我大学毕业的时候，因为 我以前很想当医生嘛，可是我又不努力读书。那大学毕业的时候还有一个机会，就是我要去考后医嘛，我还去可以进医学院，可是我又对于生命科学充满了热情，我觉得我应该走研究路线，我应该出国来念书。那这两个非常不同的方向，因为你考试不同的内容嘛，我那时候大四的时候就真的蛮挣扎，说我应该继续我的愿望去当一个医生，还是我应该出国来研究生命科学。那个时候非常的挣扎的时候，我就真的想去算命一下，说诶，你告诉我我应该是出国比较好，还是去读医学院比较好，这样子。但是我后来也是没有去算。
So I wonder, in your life, have you ever had this sudden strong urge to get your fortune told, fortune telling, or divination? I don't know. Some people, when they are facing uncertainties in life, that tend to be when they seek out advice from fortune tellers. Even before I became started studying Buddha Dharma, I was never really interested in divination or fortune telling. But I do remember there was once when I was about to graduate from college, I really wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't work hard enough, so I wasn't directly in med school. But once I graduated from college, there was this one chance where I could take an exam and rejoin med school. So I had that in mind, but at the same time, I was also really passionate about life science. So I was wondering whether I should pursue that route instead and go abroad and study, go into grad school, etc. So I was really unsure at that time. So I had the urge to find some advice or answer through fortune telling. At the end, I still didn't pursue that route.
那这种我们一般世俗的算命，一般就是说我想有一个好的前途嘛，那或是说你想要有很多对象要结婚，你不知道要哪一个，那或是说你想要选择你的行业，这个该不该投资，很多的事情我们想要知道下一步该怎么做呢，是基于我们自己个人的习气或是个人的欲望，它是基于什么世间法的一种成功。那这部经不是这个样子的。
So oftentimes when we are trying to make decisions or seek advice in life, oftentimes it's related to mundane or ordinary objectives, such as looking for investigating future careers, or maybe you're going out with several people, you're trying to decide which one is the one, or trying to decide what would be a good investment to make, what would be profitable. So with these kind of decisions, oftentimes it's related to personal habitual patterns or related to our own desires. And these are all related to the mundane world, mundane concepts. And this kind of seeking or divination is not what the sutra is all about.
那常常甚至我们想要去找灵媒啊，来知道自己往昔到底是怎么一回事啦，就说今天这个人到底是怎么这样虐待我啦，我的先生，我的太太，我的小孩，简直是把我给折磨死了，那到底我往昔是怎么样，然后会去找灵媒来看看，说原来往昔是因为这样，因为我曾经他曾经是我的谁，我怎么了，所以今天他就把我折磨成这样嘛， 然后才会放的放下嘛，哈。但是这部经呢，也会告诉我们的宿世因缘，可是它的目的也不是因为这样。
Usually, when we seek out advice from a fortune teller, we want to know what happened in our past. You may be encountering some difficult situation currently. Why does my husband or my children, why do they torture me like so? Why can we live peacefully, etc. So you seek the knowledge from fortune teller to look into your past life. You want to know what happened in your past life that's resulting to your current suffering. On the other hand, this particular sutra, even though it does look into our past negative and positive karma, but the focus is not simply in resolving this life's unhappiness.
那这部经它的目的是什么呢？其实在地藏经里面讲的这一句哈，列出来，他说地藏王菩萨以方便力拔出根本业缘而浅悟宿世之事。好，就是地藏王佛告诉众生说，地藏王菩萨他为什么可以承接让佛来托孤，来救度我们这些剩下来的难刚强难调难服的众生呢？他的主要的方法呢，是他用方便力或是神通力，然后呢来帮助我们，是怎样把我们最根本的那个业缘把它拔除，然后在拔除的过程之中，因为我们会不相信，可能说我怎么可能前辈子杀人，这样我这么好的人，对吧？他会告诉你你宿世之事，好，然后用这个方便力，然后来帮助我们那个把根本的业缘拔除，好，只要根本的业缘拔除，后面我们就不会再继续造作。假设呢根本业缘不拔除，我们只是处理单一事件，好，那我们的业力还是一直拖着我们，轮回不已的。
So, the purpose of the sutra, why is it that the Earth Store Bodhisattva was able to receive the trust from Shakyamuni Buddha to help to deliver the sentient beings? Those of us who are here right now, we're very stubborn and we have very strong habitual patterns. Why does the Shakyamuni Buddha feel that he can entrust it to Bodhisattva Earth Store Bodhisattva to do this? So over here, there's a quote in the sutra that explains it very well. Bodhisattva uses expedient powers to uproot one's fundamental karmic causes by tracing back one's wrongdoings from past lives. So Earth Store Bodhisattva is able to use expedient means to help us uproot the source, the fundamental source of our negative karmas. And because it's only by removing the source, the very root of the negative karma, that we're able to stop creating further negative karma. Otherwise, if you only treat a problem by problem, only treating the surface symptoms, then the root of the problem can never really be eliminated, and you will still continue to create further negative karma.
所以呢，世间占卜的方法哈，它是基于，其实是基于我们的业，我们的这个对于五欲的贪求啊而来。那这部经呢，它却是一针对要达到一时境界，也就是我们真实的一时境界来做的这种占卜哈。不然的话呢，这部经讲说，如果我们不是依于一时境界来占卜，而是还是针对我们世间法的五欲的渴求跟欲望来占卜的话，那就会怎么样？生障圣道，你反而不能求，是不能求圣道，反而变成你的障缘。
So the worldly ways, in this mundane world, the reason why people pursue divination and fortune telling is based on their own past karma. They are indulging in their five desires. Whereas in this sutra, the method of divination is actually used as a means to help you see the one true reality. So there's also a caution here in the sutra where if you dwindle and if you continue become start to indulge in this method of divination, not in the search, not trying to understand the one true reality, instead you're using it for worldly purposes, then it will actually become an obstacle in your practice.
那今天哈，希望可以哈，在通常我讲一部经之前哈，我会把这部经的一个整体的钢骨哈，骨架先跟大家介绍一下。那希望下一次可以进入哈，细部内容哈。但是光讲这个钢架哈，这个骨架哈，就已经是很有，就是内容蛮多的哈。
So today, usually when I first teaching about a sutra, I like to first talk about the overall framework of the sutra, the outline of the sutra. And then next time, hopefully, we will be able to enter the actual text of the sutra. But even just to talk about the framework, it's actually quite extensive already.
Okay. 那这部经呢，哈，据法云法师的以华严教判的观点来看的话呢，他说这部经是唯一一部哈释法界的行法哈。那释法界是什么呢？那我们在华严经里面哈，他有提到一个释法界的一个归类哈。那我们就先来看一下，先了解一下华严释法界是什么，然后我们再来了解为什么赞茶三恶业报经是讲释法界的行法。
So Master Fa Yun had actually said of all the sutras, this particular sutra is the only one that discusses
the
practice in amidst of the realm of individual phenomena. And what is the realm of individual phenomena? According to the classification in the Avatamsaka Sutras, there are four different Dharma Dhatus that has been classified. And this particular sutra is related to the realm of phenomena.
那第一个叫做释法界哈，它是在形容形而下，就是宇宙世间的现森罗万象的物质世界，它到底是怎么样运行的。然后理法界呢，它是讲形而上的抽象的离体概念，它是在说明我们精神界的一个理论。
So the first realm is the realm of individual phenomenon. It's focusing on the materialistic world, material world, and it talks about the properties and the way it functions in the world. And the second realm is the realm of principle. It's talking about the metaphysical aspect of the world and the spiritual world, how it operates.
那第三个它是讲理事无碍法界，也就是说我们知道事情，我们知道理，然后呢理跟事是可以相通的，你可以从事件看到理，可以从理推出事件，那这样的一个你到了第三个层次，就是理事无碍的法界。然后到第四个呢是事事无碍法界的时候，就是即理即事，即事即理，理事无二的这个一个状态。
The third realm is the realm of non-obstruction between principle and phenomenon. And it's basically talking about by understanding the phenomenon, you're able to see the principles of reality, of principle. And vice versa, by seeing the principle, you're able to understand phenomenon. The fourth level is the realm of non-obstruction between phenomena. And at this level, principle is phenomenon, and phenomenon is also principle.
Okay. 那 举个例子哈，就是这华严四法界为什么要讲这样？最主要是说，当我们修行的时候哈，可以事无碍、理无碍、理事无碍、事事无碍，这要怎么达成呢？好，先举一个例子哈，我们世俗的例子。当我们看到苹果从树上掉下来这件事情，好，那我们自古至今都觉得本来苹果就是要从树上掉下来啊，好，这有什么特别的道理吗？没有嘛，哈。但是就有一个牛顿，他就觉得奇怪，苹果为什么不往旁边掉？为什么不往上掉？为什么要往下掉呢？他对这个事情他就开始产生疑惑，然后他就是这个少有的一个智者，他就对这个事情就产生疑惑之后呢，他终于发现了一个什么？叫万有引地心引力或万有引力的这个道理。好，所以我们才了解说，哦，原来东西从上面听苹果往下掉，原来是因为有一个万有引力，哦，不然的话它其实是可以往上的嘞，哦。
When we practice, hopefully we're able to go move from these four different levels, of first understanding the phenomenon to understand the principle and eventually reaching the state where the principle and phenomenon are one and the same. But how is it that we're able to achieve such state? Let's use an example to illustrate the point. Apples fall from trees, and that's the way it is. That's the way that we understand it. And we don't think twice about why apple falls from a tree to the ground, and why doesn't it fly sideways? Why doesn't it fly toward the sky? Why does it fly to the ground? And it was only Newton. Newton was the only person at that time who thought of questioning about this particular phenomenon. And eventually he came up with the theory of gravity, and which explains why apples fall from a tree.
所以我们就啊，然后我们就终于明白说，啊，原来有一个地心引力的这个道理哈，万有引力耶，这个道理。所以我们开始就慢慢的明白世间很多的现象哈，就不仅是掉下来，甚至呢，哎，我们那个每天在脱水哈，脱水机有没有？脱水机离心力是什么道理？离心力的道理就是万有引力的道理，只是它方向相反。然后我们就开始可以进入理事无碍，就是说当我们了解，只要了解这个万有引力的道理的时候，这世间一切的现象我们终于明白，包括这个地球跟太阳有没有公转啊，什么东西我们就可以用那个万有引力的公式去算很多的东西，然后我们就比较可以理事无碍了哈，但是我们还是哈没有办法理事无碍，因为哈光考试就没办法考100分哈，因为老师一出题目总是几个答错嘛，这个公式给你还是不太会解释世间上所有的现象哈，就到理事无碍已经很了不起了哈。
So by understanding the theory of gravity, we're actually able to extend it to understand, oh, why certain things happen this way in the world. And even when we're using the washer, when they're in the spinning mode, it's a manifestation of gravity, the centripetal force. It's also part of gravity, just that directionally, it's different. So by understanding this particular principle of gravity, then we can further extend it to understanding how the solar system works, the relationship between the sun and the earth, and how it goes around the sun. But even if we understand this principle, our understanding is still quite limited when it comes to taking a test in physics. It's still hard to get 100% correct. Even when we're handed the formula and the equation of this principle, we still fail to understand it 100%.
比如说，哦，我请教大家，哦，当如果有一天地球停止自转，哦，不要讲公转继续绕，哦，因为有一个理论嘛，哦，说我们地球有一天，哦，会南北极，哦，switch，哦，那它在 switch 的过程中有一个地方它就要停止自转之后再那问题就在于说， 当地球停止自转的那一刹那，请问我们地球会发生什么事情？好，那在网络上就五花八门的解释就出来了哈。
So test our understanding of the theory of gravity. Let me ask you a question. So the Earth turns on itself. So the question is, if the Earth stops turning, but it's
self-turning.
There's a turn. If the Earth stops turning on its own axis, but it continues to circle around the Earth, around the Sun, then what would happen? So there are all sorts of different speculations on the internet, because there's also a theory that talks about one day the North Pole will become South Pole and the Earth will spin and flip. So there are myriads different kinds of hypotheses that's been proposed to talk about what would happen if the Earth stopped turning on its own axis.
然后真的没有正确答案哈。等到它真的停的那一刹那，我们就知道了。可是我们可能没办法哈，不知道会怎样了哈。那这就要讲到为什么我们不知道会怎么样？因为光地心引力哈，不是只有我们有，不是只有地球有，不是只有太阳有，月亮也有，对吧？九大行星也有，还有什么？我们还有什么？黑洞哎。那个黑洞哈，那个的地心引力是连光都逃不出来的那种，那个叫做万有引力哈，完全我们不晓得黑洞里面发生什么事情哈。那这个宇宙是宇宙，我们没有办法独立于宇宙之外来谈什么地心万有引力的哈。所以呢，就要进入什么，也只有到世事无碍的人，通达世事无碍的人才可以知道，因为呢。我们可能只了解地球上的事，最多了解太阳系上面百分之不知道哈六七十的事情，可是这个宇宙的奥秘我们完全不知道，可能知道百分之一而已哈。那就这件这个事跟地球上的事跟理我们可以了解，可是我们却没有办法了解地球上的事和理，太阳上的事和理，整个行星，整个宇宙，整个